Tyler Ramsey is a rangy guitarist from Asheville, North Carolina, who recently joined Band of Horses. He has a gorgeous solo album called A Long Dream about swimming across the sea. With the success of Band of Horses, it was appropriate to ask Tyler when he joined us if his day job with the band distracts him from his solo career.
I always keep it going with what I'm doing with my solo stuff. It's always going on, whether I'm, you know, traveling with the Band of Horses. You know, I'm getting to open all the shows on the tours so far, so that's been great. It's worked out perfectly, and I just always have my guitar with me, so I can keep going, you know, as long as I feel like I can play enough and, you know, get a little time to sit in a hotel room or somewhere and just enjoy playing guitar, and then I feel like I'm doing the right thing.
This album has this really specific vibe to it. It's just it's kind of like the cover thing. It's a little bit murky. It's got some wonderful layers of things to it. How did you come to that sound? How did that sound? Is that,
you know, I wrote most of the songs. I was living out in a log cabin out in Swannanoa, which is kind of near Asheville. Really close to Asheville, actually, about 20 minutes outside of town. But I felt pretty secluded out there, and I did a lot of the writing and the arranging and stuff on just a four-track cassette, you know, recorder. And I don't know, I just had the ideas when I went in the studio, and it was a great session. I mean, everything turned out just so much better than I had even like imagined when I was sitting there recording on a four track, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you've gathered some a couple machines of at least three guitars that I can see, and actually it'd probably be great if you did begin with the title track, because that really kind of sets the tone for the album.
Sure, that sounds great. I'll do that.
Thank you.
A Long Dream is the title track of Tyler Ramsey's album, A Long Dream, about swimming across the sea. And as you can hear, just a gorgeous piece of music. Was that always shaped that way with the guitar coda at the end? Or?
Yeah, it was. It came together that way. A lot of times I just spend a lot of time playing guitar, and that just was there from the start, for sure.
I'm curious as to how your kind of musical discovery... I just have it in my mind that you were not originally like a folky. What were you originally into as a kid?
I started out playing piano when I was real young, and I was living outside of Chicago, and my parents found a jazz teacher. So I took a really short amount of time. I took jazz piano lessons, and I never did my homework. I always I like to improvise a lot, and I like to pretend like I had done my homework, so I'd have to learn everything by ear, or just kind of like, you know, try and learn it real fast. So I did that for a short time, and then after that, I kind of learned stuff by ear and just kept kind of building on that real basic knowledge that I'd gotten, and then picked up a guitar later on, like early high school, and played bass and, you know, rock bands and stuff in school.
When did you discover this kind of guitar playing?
I'd say I was in maybe my freshman year in high school or something, and one of my uncles gave me a copy of a Leo Kottke CD, and I listened to that, and I really loved it, and I also heard Michael Hedges, and I was real into him, and then one day I broke a string on my guitar. It might have been this guitar, actually, and my friend, who was also a guitar player, more like hardcore punk band guitar player, but somehow he tuned my guitar to this weird open tuning, and I was like, ooh, that's a lot of fun, and I went from there, and then I started listening to a lot of country blues guitar players and ragtime guitar players and things like that, stuff that most of my high school buddies were like, no, that's not acceptable.
yeah. Well, it's interesting because some of those guys you mentioned, like Kottke and even John Fahey, who you could put in there, are real percussive players, and it seems that you try to get this kind of smoothness into what you do. Is that harder to do? Or?
I don't know. I didn't spend a lot of time like actually learning people's songs or trying to like, you know, imitate people. I think I hopefully just absorbed. I mean, I guess anybody wants to absorb what they listen to and then come out with something that's theirs. So,
absolutely.
I haven't like. specifically studied anybody in particular.
I should tell the guitar players here that the reason why Tyler sounds a bit the way he does is because he has long fingernails.
Yeah, not picks, but nails.
Do you have to strengthen them in any way? Or
no, I get. I'm pretty lucky. They're pretty strong. I got to keep an eye on them and just make sure that they don't break.
Get ragged.
Bad when they do. It's bad news.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, things are sounding completely different. Well, you want to do something else from the album?
Sure, I'll play Ships.
Beautiful. That is Ships from Tyler Ramsey, who's our guest, A Long Dream About Swimming Across the Sea. And they're not all songs with water metaphors in
them. No, they're not. A few of them, though. It just worked out that way.
So how many guitars, Tyler, do you personally own?
I have a lot of guitars, but most of them are pawn shop guitars, you know, like $100 guitars that I just find. You know, some of them aren't even playable, you know. Uh-huh. But I've got a whole giant closet full of guitars, you know.
So you're not particularly a collector of fine instruments. You just
I would like to be, but man, they're so expensive. Like yeah. You know, people are just collectors nowadays that aren't even really playing the guitars. So that's a little bit sad, but I can find really cool, you know, harmonies and weird guitars that are in need of a little bit of love and still sound really cool. You know, stuff that maybe might only end up on a recording or something. But
well, that one's interesting because it's a Guild, but it's a model I've never seen and has really interesting. You wouldn't call it you know, classically beautiful tone, but it works really well.
It's a 1960 X50 Guild. And they made beautiful guitars. I mean, that, you know, the Gibsons and the Fenders are all the ones that are getting grabbed up by the collectors. But I think there's still some brands that were making equally as good guitars that people haven't latched onto yet. So hopefully they don't. And
we probably shouldn't have said anything.
I know, man. Musicians can still afford to buy them.
Exactly. What do you want to finish up with?
I will play, let's do Please Stop Time.
Stop Time is the song that finishes up Tyler Ramsey's A Long Dream About Swimming Across the Sea, and finishes up our session as well. Good luck. Best of luck to you. We hope you things continue well with Band of Horses, and I'd love to see you with the trio.
Thank you so much for having me, David. It's been great talking to you.
Tyler Ramsey, our guest, and we'll return in a moment here on the World Cafe.